Time for our Wednesday morning conversation. The first in what I'm hoping will be our regular summertime series with Ted Foley from Foley's Tree Service and Foley's Forest Products. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, Jeff.
All right, good to see you. It's been a long winter.
Likewise.
And I had you at the house, and you did a quote for me, and I'm going to have to adjust that a little bit because a couple of maple trees that you were going to take down for me because they're just out of place. They just there's nothing wrong with the trees. In fact, they're beautiful maples. They look fantastic in the fall.
Right.
One of them's just out of, I think they were both just kind of seedlings that just kind of got let go, and one of them is shading out our apple trees.
Mm-hmm.
It's shading out one of my wife's classic lilac bushes back there too by that back garden, and then another one is kind of just in a random spot in front of my pine tree borderline in the back of the property. So, but
right.
I've learned that they're giving me some very, very sweet sap.
Yeah. Which they will, those maples.
Yeah, and so I got into that for the first time this year. I tapped some of those maple trees on the property, and I've been getting some syrup. But my ash trees, those got to go because they're going to be dead anyway if they even come back this year. But, I'm seeing a lot of stuff on the ground here from those ash trees, so I know they're on the way out. There's not a lot. The bark is just falling right off of those things now.
Yeah, so that's, you know, anybody out there that has ash trees, you know, that's the tail sign where you know that there's some pretty heavy infestation going on. So basically the larvae's inside those trees, you know, underneath that bark, and the woodpeckers are coming in what's called flecking, so they fleck that bark off to get to the larvae that are in there. So, yeah, whenever you, like this time of year, I mean, and in general, that's things to talk about, right? What do we see after a winter? Well, you'll see big chunks of wood underneath trees. Well, generally that means that, you know, larger woodpeckers are in there trying to get to insects and pulling big chunks of wood out. Well, if you see big chunks of wood, that's something to assess and say, what's going on? Is it because there's a rotted spot where, you know, these trees are weak? Or is it the bark where it's more of a, you know, hemlock will do that for the red-headed hemlock borer. Woodpeckers will go and fleck off the bark for those, to those ash trees. So you need to kind of assess. If you see piles of bark or wood, you need to really look up and say, all right, what's going on here? And is it, you know, like these ash trees, they're not going to fall tomorrow.
No.
They'll
probably come back and get green this year.
Most likely.
Yeah.
But if it's chunks of wood, then there's something else to look at to say, why is there actual chunks? Because insects generally will only live in dead wood, dead and rotting wood.
Right.
Well, dead and rotting wood is weak wood that tends to snap and fail.
Right.
So if you see chunks of wood, that's because there's insects in there, which is dead and decayed wood, where now you need to say, okay, is there an issue with this tree where this tree could fail and strike something?
Pine trees, something else we usually talk about this time of year on your first time back. I've taken your advice this year. We planted some new pine trees, and we covered them up in burlap for the wintertime. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Boy, they came through. I've just got a tiny, tiny little bit. I've got a pine topiary. Just a tiny little bit of the wind burn on some of the end of the needles on that one. The weeping white spruce, perfect. Came through winter just perfect. Looks fantastic. So covering up your pines really does pay off.
Yeah, it really can. I mean, it just depends on the winter. But you can get that winter burn, especially if they're newer planted trees.
Yep, they were brand new.
Yeah, and that's, you know, especially, I mean, there's so many conditions that happen that can create issues with trees in the winter. But, yeah, you know, newer planted trees, yes, there can definitely be issues. If you have white pines, now it's late now, but think about it for next year. If you have young white pines that are along a roadway or that get salted, cover those. Because right now you'll look and you'll see white pines alongside roadways that are orange. And maybe there was a snow level up on them 2 feet, let's say.
Okay.
Small trees.
Yep.
Where the bottom half might still be perfectly fine. Those branches look good, but the upper half look kind of orange and pale. And you'll drive any roadway right now, you'll notice the white pines look off, and that's because they just don't do well with salt at all.
Okay.
And so you actually get that salt spray coming off the vehicles that'll collect on those trees and create issues. So, you know, if you have trees, especially white pine, near roadways that has spray that gets salted, I mean, it's a good idea to cover those as well. It may not kill them, but it does weaken them, which can make them vulnerable to other pests.
The new maple trees I planted out by the road, I'm glad that our town of Merrill just uses sand on the roads. I never even thought of that salt runoff right there in the ditch either.
Yeah, between spray and then, you know, certain trees, they don't do well at all with salt within the root systems. And salt can create a lot of compaction issues as well. So, you know, salt isn't good, and it's just a good thing to know if you have trees that are maybe declining a little bit, not growing well. You know, is there potentially salt that goes within the root system of that tree.
So things to think about if you're out and about the yard right now, which a lot of us want to be out there out and about and you know, serving the winter damage that may have happened.
Right.
Best thing to do is if you have a question before you do anything, call Foley's Tree Service.
Yeah, I mean, if you have a question about it, you know, location, just give us a call. We can at least give you our opinion and, and our thoughts and what we think. You know, is it the right tree or tree selection? Is it the right location? There's so many things that are involved with it to make sure that hopefully you have a good tree for the future.
It seems to me, knowing you all these years, Ted, you enjoy educating people. When people ask you questions, that's just an open door for you to give a little education, because if we're calling you in the first place, you know that we care about our property and we and the trees and the stuff there, so that's the first thing. But you seem to be somebody that enjoys talking to people, properly educate them about the trees on their property.
Yeah, it's fun. You know, it's a lot of people don't know trees that well. I mean, that's just fact. I mean, they might know what a maple tree is and what a spruce tree is, maybe. But, you know, if I can go out there and give you some insight and hopefully give you some knowledge so that you even appreciate your trees and what you have even more, all the better. It's a reason that we're just not a tree removal tree service. You know, we are certified arborists here that we want to look at your trees. We want to save what we can. We want to properly prune what we can. Obviously, living in the Northwoods with a lot of trees, we do a lot of tree removals.
Yeah, you're one of the things, I think I said this a long time ago, I haven't said in a while, but you're way beyond a guy with a pickup truck and a couple of chainsaws in the back. Three certified arborists on staff now and one horticulturist.
Yeah,
I don't know of any other business around here that have that kind of staff and that kind of expertise.
No, and I think we're even more certified arborists than that now, four or five.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so these are old notes.
Well, that I thought we updated everything, but maybe not that.
Okay.
But yes, so we have at least 5 certified arborists now. So, you know, we have certified arborists looking at projects. We have certified arborists running crews, certified arborists doing our plant health care.
That's just some fancy words. What does that mean for the customers?
So a certified arborist is an individual that, number one, either went to school for being an arborist, arboriculture, or has enough years in the field to be able to qualify to take an extensive exam.
Okay.
Then you basically need to study up on this. I think it's 18 chapters, different areas of arboriculture that you basically need to have good knowledge on, that then you go to, you know, a facility and take the exam. And ideally, of course, you pass the exam and you become a certified arborist. And then being a certified arborist, you need to have continuing education units, to much like, you know, some other professions. So it basically just shows that we're staying up to date on our industry standards and what's going on with our industry, and the trees, of course, that we work on every day. So it's just kind of, it's something that's showing that, you know, we properly and ethically know how to take care of the trees on your property by either removing them or by pruning them, taking care of them, or by looking at the health of these trees to assess to see what there may need to be done for actual what we call plant health care to make sure that we keep those trees or shrubs alive or looking as good as they possibly can.
So when you look at a piece of property and the owner of that property wants to know your thoughts on what you're looking at, it's more than just an educated guess. You're going to have some real science behind your answers, and so there's no guesswork in this.
Yeah, I mean, there's no, you know, it's, yes, it's knowledge, it's years of experience, it's going to conferences every winter and learning from people that know more than you.
Yeah.
It's going to these conferences and just networking with people that are in our industry. So yeah, I mean, I sure like to think that, you know, having certified arborists on staff and just having those credentials, it's a very important thing for you as a property owner. And you may even see, well, taking down a tree is taking down a tree. Well, that's not really the fact. You know, are all the safety measures in place?
Right.
Being a certified arborist company, you know, we have those safety measures in place. We have safety professionals on staff that take care of all of our safety, making sure that everybody is up to date on safety standards. And then just general, how do you do these things? You know, do you go up? There's so many different ways to take care of trees, but do you take care of trees to the standards that are needed for everybody to be safe, for your property to take the least amount of impact as possible? Those are all those things that we, you know, we try to learn and try to educate, you know, everybody on our staff so that we can go out and do the best job we can every day.
And let's face it, do we all want our property to look best for the people that are driving by and for our own satisfaction? Having that perfectly groomed lawn and all that kind of stuff is a big deal. But the trees, I think, are just as big a part of our yards as our lawns are and our flower beds and all that. It's all equal stuff, and you want it all to look good.
It is, and I wish more people saw that.
Oh.
The amount of money people spend on grass is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Compared to what people are willing to spend on trees.
Yeah.
It amazes me.
Yeah. Because it frustrates you a little bit, I can tell. But
you look at what a tree is, where, you know, a tree is a large specimen that, number one, can be beautiful. It can be a huge benefit to your property. It can also be a hazard to your property.
Right.
And, you know, if people looked at trees the same way they do look at their grass and their shrubs, everybody would have a better property.
Yeah.
And you would have a property that would be better for wind loads. You'd have a property that would be better for snow loads. A property that would be better for shade and maybe, you know, wind in the winter. So there's just so many things that trees can do for you that, are so important that some people get, and that's awesome. It amazes me all the time that I know people on the property and, okay, take care of these trees, but most importantly, what's going to happen to my lawn?
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
and I'm one of them guys, Ted.
And I get it, and we want that. We don't want to create more damage to your lawn.
Right.
But it's really awesome when we have people that want to take care of the trees.
Yeah. And people that have done business with you, Ted, they have no qualms about calling back because they see the way you take care of our property, and it's very much appreciated. That's why your repeat business is probably very strong.
Yeah, no doubt, for sure.
After wintertime, we've touched on a few things here, but generally speaking, Ted Foley from Foley's Tree Service, by the way, and Foley's Tree Service, also Foley's Forest Products is what I'm trying to say here. Winter damage, there's all kinds of things. We heard about one thing I noticed on my maples, Ted, after this winter, when we had that really bad cold snap there, where there was all kinds of talk all over social media about exploding maple trees.
Right.
They don't actually explode, but boy, do they crack up. My maple trees, you can see a lot of fresh scars on those things, and boy, were they flowing the sap out this year. But yeah, I know exactly what that cold snap did to my maple trees, and it's visible.
Yeah, it'll be visible, and it won't be visible at the same time, some of it. So, you know, do maple trees explode? Obviously not in shards. But they will, you know, their cells will explode.
Yeah.
That's part of what makes a tree in its hardiness zone, right? So what makes a tree in its hardiness zone is how it can withstand cold weather.
Right.
Right?
We are all familiar with zone 3, 4, 5. I think we're 4 around here, are we?
Yeah, generally. We used to be 3.
Yeah.
You know, now we've kind of moved to 4.
Yeah.
But why is that? It's all how that plant can create antifreeze within its cells, within its living cells, so that in the cold weather, those cells don't basically explode, literally.
Okay.
So that's how, you know, we're going to, you do hear some popping, and a lot of time that type of exploding, cracking,
right,
is because there's moisture within those areas that eventually it just gets so cold and that moisture expands and it creates the wood to actually crack.
Mm-hmm.
But what the other side of thing is those cells that don't have antifreeze that can withstand that type of cold. So basically they grab their sugars and starches and do these things and put them into these cells so that they don't explode in the winter, you know, the tiny little cells that are within the tree. But if you get cold enough, those cells can't withstand it. You know, maybe you have an antifreeze in your vehicle that's good for 20 below, but it should have been good for 50 below.
Yep, good point.
Well, same thing with a tree. Maybe it's only good for 20 below. Well, then it gets 40, 50 below, and those cells start to actually explode. But that's more on the inside of the tree, so you don't really see it visually.
So what am I looking at then?
You're not really looking at much. It's just internal. And will it create a problem or not? Most likely not.
What about all the new cracks and scars I'm seeing?
That's different. That's the actual moisture and stuff like that. That was a lot of moisture within the tree, and then those cells start to break.
Okay.
And maybe there's already partially a crack or a seam already there.
All right.
And that just starts to open up even more. That happens all the time.
Okay.
But it's something to assess. You know, look at your trees. Look at your trees that have multiple vertical branch unions, you know, like multiple leaves growing vertically.
Yep.
You know, look at that branch union. Make sure that didn't separate more in the winter, where you could actually have like fresh cracks, fresh wood that you can see in there, not stained wood.
Okay.
I mean, those are all things that shows that the tree maybe had a little more damage during the winter than on a normal year.
So is that something that if, without being addressed, things are going to get worse? I don't want to lose these trees now that I know how the sap is running out of these, especially the one that's scarred up and cracked up the most. I definitely don't want to lose that. So am I in danger of doing that? What do I need to do to make sure it's still going to be there?
If it's on the trunk itself, there's really not much you can do.
Okay.
You'll be able to, maybe midsummer, you'll be able to see if that bark is loose. You know, so if it did kind of burn some of that bark or killed off those cells on the probably the south-southwest side of the trunk, in smaller trees, you'll see if that bark is loose on there, and if it is loose, you kind of want to take that loose bark off.
Okay.
There's nothing else you can really do to the trunk of a tree. It's right. More, you know, those branch unions, where they could, if they split more, they could split apart, and you could have a lead actually fail.
Okay. But that's not going to really damage the whole life of the tree, that one section. But as far as the whole tree's safety and long life, is that in jeopardy?
It depends on the situation.
Okay,
it truly does.
That's where we got to call an expert.
Yeah, you really do, because it's if you start seeing that, okay, you know, this, I see fresh wood, you know, like this just happened this winter.
I can tell these cracks are fresh.
Yeah, and yeah. If it's below where there's an attachment point of different leads, that's where we're worried that maybe that cracked coming down maybe 6 inches or a foot. Well, now you have a heavy wind load, and it could rip one of those off.
So the bottom line is, if you have some maple trees especially, do other trees have this issue in the cold, or is it mostly maple? We're just more, all trees have sap, but we're just more familiar with the maple ones.
All trees have sap, and all trees have moisture.
Okay.
You know, like you had, a cold, you know, like a wet rain, kind of like a sloppy snow. If that seeps down into areas where there's cracks or anything within that tree, and then that freezes, it's going to open that up.
Even more.
Even more. Huh. So that's where, if you see any of that, if you have any questions, give us a call. We'll come and assess it and say, yes, this is something to be concerned with. Do we prune it? How can we mitigate potential damage? Do we have to remove the tree? Or maybe nothing at all.
Right.
And it's just fine. And kind of just let it live its course.
But especially as people are getting out in their yards, take a look at the trees that you value most. Pay closer attention to those, especially the ones close to the house. We don't want any issues with trees falling on houses either. But take a look. Do your own inspection. If you're seeing any of this kind of damage, Ted and his staff, the guys that you can call and get the answers so that you're sure. Some trees are more important to us than others. And so if you've got some important ones, Ted, what's the best way to get a hold of you and your staff at Foley's Tree Service?
Best way is to call the office, 715-453-2407, or look us up, foleystreeservice.com, or come to the home show this weekend and we'll be there.
Yeah, what you going to bring?
I don't know yet.
Some big old toys.
A few.
Big boy toys.
Yeah. I need to look at weather on Sunday. It was calling for rain, and it's like I don't want to bring too much if I'm packing up all this stuff and, you know, rain coming down, but we'll be there. We'll be there all weekend, of course, so if anybody has any questions, or we'll be giving some stuff away. We have little trees that we're giving away.
Oh, nice.
Just those little saplings, that we like to do. So if anybody wants to stop in, say hi, or chat about something that you have going on, if you have pictures, you know, like, hey, maybe they notice a crack on this tree, take a couple pictures, bring it in, and maybe we'll be able to assess it right there.
Good deal. We'll see you at the show. And mulch sales, we didn't get a chance to talk about that, but it's not too soon to start thinking about mulch sales. If you need some new mulch, or if you need mulch all together, you got the best stuff there is.
Yeah, you know, give us it's still early. Everybody still remember that. Yep. We have time. Yep. You know, we're not really making mulch because we want to make sure that it's going to do well, you know, after it's made. But, we'll have it. You know, one thing to think about, just remember this, and then we'll go. But look at weather. You do not want to apply mulch if it's going to rain within 3 days.
Okay.
If you want the dyed product.
I see. Okay, right.
Because it's just like paint.
Right.
Are you going to paint within 3 days if it's going to rain a bunch?
No.
So don't go and put a bunch of mulch on the ground, because even if you buy it in bags from wherever, it's wet. It still comes in wet most of the time.
Yep.
Where if it gets rain on it, it's going to wash off. So you want to let it set up for about 3 days. So ideally, you apply mulch, and you have about a three-day window before it rains.
But the natural stuff, you don't have to worry about.
Correct.
Got it. Ted, we'll see you at the show this weekend. Appreciate you coming in. I'm so glad it's spring.
It's there. We like it.
So glad it's spring. Ted, thank you very much.
Thank you,
see you on the weekend. Ted Foley, Foley's Tree Service, Foley's Forest Products. Again, the fantastic way that you can get a hold of this fantastic staff, 453-2407. Make that phone call. Put Foley's Tree Service to work for you.